You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
She says that she doesn't want us to use their real names. She said, please call us Jennifer and Rob.
Okay, we write that down.
Jennifer and Rob. And I love the way she starts because she goes, hi, Dominic and Jeremy. She gave me the full name treatment like it's my mom talking to me.
You're in trouble or something.
I know, Dominic. Hi, Dominic and Jeremy. I need to start by saying I like this neighbor. You everybody get that? She likes the neighbor.
It's a good neighbor.
He and my husband have become like best friends. He's friendly. He's funny. He always helps us out whenever we need something. Really, an A-plus neighbor. However, there's always a but. In this case, it's a however. We generally keep our garage door open, and this neighbor, we'll call him Bud, will now just open the door from the garage to our house and stick his head in. Doesn't knock, doesn't go to the front door and ring the bell, just walks into our garage and then pops into the house. My husband and I disagree about whether this is okay. My husband is from a small town, and he says everybody in his hometown does this. When you're friends, you just walk in.
That's right. You go, hello.
You got neighbors up. You have family up in Iowa.
It's
do they
the same
do this?
Thing. All the doors are unlocked. Everything's unlocked. You just go in.
Jennifer says, I'm trying to get used to it, but wondered what you and your listeners think. Can I get a five call says it all? Is it okay to just pop in at a neighbor's house?
At least he's announcing himself. Like, at least he's poking his head in and saying, it's Bud. He's not just going right in and, like, sitting on the couch.
Right.
You do have a bit of a warning.
So now the question for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning. It's a simple, that's totally cool, or no, that's horrible.
Tell him to knock it off.
Or lock the door or something.
You might ruin this friendship with a neighbor if you tell him to knock it off. Then that gets weird in the hood, you know.
The thing is, I like to be in various states of undress in my house.
We all know.
So, I'm not sure. I mean, that might be the thing that prevents it from happening again. Or it might make the neighbor come over more often.
But again, it's not like he's barging right into your bedroom, where you're probably most likely to be naked.
Oh, no, I'd be anywhere.
Really? You're just wandering around your living room?
I didn't say naked. I said various levels of undress.
Wow. In your tidy whiteies, then, right there by the...
Don't wear tidy whiteies. I'll show you right now. You want to see what I'm wearing right now?
I don't want to see. But in my mind, you are in tidy whiteies.
In your mind? Well, you have a very dark, perverted mind. 303-691-1MIX. We need five calls, and we need them right now. Do you say something to the neighbor and ask him to stop just walking in? Or do you just go with the flow?
Go with it. Enjoy your nice, friendly neighbor.
303-691-1649. Don't wait for other people to call. You call. We need your votes now.
PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank. National Association. Member FDIC. Mix 100 Mornings with Dom and Jeremy.
Give it to me, guys.
Got a mind bender in about 15 to 20 minutes. That's coming up. Right now, we're talking about this note that we got from a couple. The wife wrote it. She doesn't want us to use their real name. She says, call us Jennifer and Rob. Rob apparently has become very, very good buddies with one of their neighbors, who Jennifer says, we'll call him Bud, which I love that name that she picked up.
It's Bud.
Anyway, Bud has this habit. They leave their garage, their big garage door open most of the time. So Bud will just walk into the garage and then open the door into the house, pop his head in, say, hey. He doesn't go to the door and knock. He doesn't ring the doorbell.
He goes in. What are you guys doing?
Comes in. And Jennifer says that her husband, Rob, is from a small town and says, yeah, that's the way it's done. You don't need to ring a doorbell. If you're neighbors and you're friends, just come on in. What do you got to hide? Jennifer's like,
No, inappropriate. Rude.
Here's Morgan on the phone. Morgan, what do you think about Bud just coming on in?
Hi, good morning. I think the neighbors, Jennifer and Rob, need to pull an Uno reverse, and they need to start going over to his house, 2-1, and maybe he'll stop doing it as much.
I love that you said Uno reverse, first of all.
That's great.
Fantastic. But you're right. Yeah, go pop in and see if Bud's walking around and, you know, without pants on or something in his house. See how he likes
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I got to feel like he would. Point. There's two things that he might not have his garage door open. So then how do you get in? And then don't you think somebody who does that would like it if other people would do it?
Well, maybe he doesn't like the host. And maybe that's why he's coming over to their house.
Yeah, that's maybe. Possible. He's just a friendly dude. I mean, I get this whole thing. You would think I don't like this, but I kind of like it. Like, my grandma's house for years and years was never locked. The doors were never locked. And anytime I went over to her house, pull in the driveway, walk in the back door. Hey, grandma. And everything was fine.
But I have known you for 18 years.
But if it was me.
And yeah. The day that you let somebody just walk into your house.
But we do, actually, on occasions. The doors will be unlocked and all the neighbor kids come running in.
Kids are a difference.
It's different, but it's like it's open door. Policy sometimes just come in.
Kids, for whatever reason, it seems different, Morgan, doesn't it?
I don't know. I grew up in a small town and we would all just camp out in the front lawn until everybody came outside.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
No, listen, I'm glad you called. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great day. Yeah, I don't think you would. Like,
I probably would.
I don't think
like
you would.
It. Deborah wrote in. She says, I do love this. I did come from a small town, and I loved it when people pop in. It makes me feel loved. Be happy that you have a cool neighbor. Don't say anything and ruin the friendship. That's from Deborah on text. Gabe, a guy, wrote in, says, does he bring beer with him? If so, it's fine. If not, lock the door.
Alexis wrote in, said, this is absurd. I love that word.
Absurd.
This is absurd. You don't walk into anyone's house like that, no matter how small the town is. She goes, in my hometown, you might get shot.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
That's, yeah. Celia says, oh, hell no. Doesn't matter how close of friends you are, you never just pop in. Rhonda brings up a pretty good point here. And because I do believe that you kind of would get your knickers twisted if somebody just walked in. Rhonda says, I love this. I'm the person who does walk into my neighbor's houses and they all love it. And then here's the key. She goes, I mean, the mat in front of the door does say welcome. So I think about you and your cheesy little sign.
My welcome sign.
You got this big sign up front. And when we were laughing about that a couple of weeks ago, I told you that that's total BS because people are not welcome to just walk into your house.
Right. Yeah.
You need to turn that sign around and write something else on the back.
Go away. Not now. I'm naked.